The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's Wednesday, and we all know what that means. I ain't got no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
It's Wednesday, and nobody knows what that means.
It is Wednesday. That voice you hear, ladies and gentlemen, he has spoken before he's been introduced. Let's bring him in here.
Yeah.
The greatest bar owner in the history of Bardham, a place that I have closed many, many a time, a place that we have been for the Winter Classic with the Washington Capitals. Super Bowl. It's our annual Super Bowl party location.
Right. That's right.
And
were bar mitzvahed there.
No reason to think we can't be going back again this year. No.
Why not?
Yeah.
We should do a live podcast there.
Hey, relax.
Just calm down. Ladies and gentlemen, from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia. Stop playing with the microphone, Jimmy. Here is Jimmy Cerritos.
There he is.
Hey. Big top Jimmy.
Well, thank you.
It's some of Jimmy Cerritos.
Yes.
He's a slim version of his past self.
That's right. Going to stand up.
How much have you lost?
As of this morning?
Yes.
As of last week.
Since January 13th, I have lost 49 pounds.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I knew something was different.
Wow. That's wonderful, Jimmy, 49. And we are delighted to have you here. You're fresh off another fabulous St. Patrick's Day at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
It was a good one.
If I had not had my family meeting on Sunday morning at 8:30 in the morning, I probably would have been out there and really just awakened on Sunday going.
I think you should have gone to Jimmy's for brunch on Sunday and Skyped the family from there.
Jimmy's is how would I describe Jimmy's bar? Is a place that just sucks me up.
Yeah.
It sucks me up like a biscuit with gravy.
Sounds like a good
I
thing.
I like the times. There have been a couple times where you've gone there with the intention of not overdoing it. Mm-hmm. And my favorite portions
Never
of time.
Last time.
In the entire space-time continuum is the 20 minutes when you pretend you're at Jimmy's and you're not going to drink. It's just really
that
precious
first
time.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind attention. Of that time we were all there. And then at the end of the night, RJ Winsdelly is dressed up today in his Denny's manager outfit.
Hey, you know what?
This is great.
I like that he has a. When he buttons his shirt up, you can still read the SAD T-shirt under it.
Is that a shirt that you found, like an old shirt from when you were a child?
It's a rag, Mike.
Where did you find it? I'm asking you a direct question.
I guarantee you he didn't find it near a microphone.
Is that an old shirt? Is that an old shirt from your closet?
I found it in my closet, yes.
How now, circa what year? We
You're
going to
guess.
81.
No, a little north. Maybe like 94.
94?
That recent.
Right. Did you ever wear that shirt?
That recent. I used to be that small. Yeah.
Did you ever watch that shirt while you watched a first-run episode of The Cosby Show?
No.
Well, he's got the SAD shirt underneath it.
Yes,
so
he
saves a little bit, but that's not what we're here for
at
the opening part of the show. We are here because Jimmy has come by with a bearing gifts.
Wings?
And you didn't bring wings. Did you bring booze?
I'm on Wait Not.
Okay. Well, I don't care about you.
You all got to be on it.
Hey, it's not about you.
I'm on Wait Not, too, so is everybody else. But I mean,
I gave my wife earrings. I don't have pierced ears. Okay?
So you drop by. Sorry. You're going to be in attendance on March 31st at the State Theater.
Wow. Yeah.
At the VIP sponsors table.
Yeah.
And you have brought something for the crowd that's going to sweeten the night.
I've been listening to the show, and you're looking for door prizes. Yes. So what could be better than
wings?
A gift certificate at Jimmy's, or you can eat wings.
Nice.
I recommend the poutine.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Poutine.
Yeah.
So do I.
The poutine,
the beef on wax.
Now, you say poutine?
I think in Canada it's
food.
Poutine.
Poutine?
Yeah.
Really?
All these years.
Poutine.
It's Vladimir Poutine, isn't it?
Poutine.
Yes, it is.
Poutine is French fries, beef gravy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hand cut fries.
It's cheese curd.
And cheese curd on top.
Cheese curd.
And it is literally.
You can't get cheese curd around here. It's a big deal to get the cheese curd.
And the way Jimmy serves it is the traditional way, the way you get it up in Canada. Mm-hmm. And one plate 150,000 calories.
That's right. That's nice. That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's you're allowed, exactly. I think, on Weight Not 300 grams a day of poutine. That's what's allowed, right?
It's on NutriPaste day.
Yeah, it is.
It'll stick to your ribs or almost anything it comes in contact with.
It is the greatest. And so it's a $50 gift certificate at Jimmy's.
It sounds like it's not a lot, but
it is a lot.
It will come with a lot of benefits once you arrive.
Sure.
Right. I've never been able to spend $50 at your bar. I try. I drink as much as I can.
You've
I eat
tried.
What I can, and I just can't spend
that's,
$50.
You've
bucks.
Just never asked for your tab before.
That's
perhaps
why.
That's it.
Bingo.
I've spent $50 bucks there.
Yes, yeah. He has.
I've spent $50 bucks there a few times.
Yeah. I play it off because
that was why, just towing.
Do you think that's why Rob always goes, "Hey, Dad, let's go down to Jimmy's. Hey, RJ, let's go down to Jimmy's."
Right. You know what? It's funny.
It's funny
how you discover things on the show. Somebody just hit the mother. I just realized.
Invite
it.
A wallet.
Do you pay when you go to Jimmy's?
I have in the past tipped very large.
Oh my God, he gets freebies.
Covers the tip.
That's why he goes there. That's
pay.
Why the
RJ,
I do believe
did you and your dad take Cappy to Jimmy's?
No, we took her, I think, to Fuddruckers. Because we're classy.
That's right,
Fuddruckers. No, you know what?
The place closed.
I do pay at Jimmy's and I tip very well because I love his servings.
All right. I have both been treated by Mr. Cerrito and I have gotten tabs at Jimmy's.
Yes.
And the fact is, I love the place either way.
That's why we call him Square Deal Cerrito.
He's Square Deal Cerrito, and it's a $50 gift certificate.
Well,
your fine establishment.
He's got more.
Yeah, there's more.
What are you doing to sweeten the pot?
Once you've had enough to drink that night, you can sleep in my car in the alley.
Yeah! No, sweet. Tell the truth. Like tell him what you're. Tell him what you're really giving away.
I got a weekend stay at the Herndon Reston Holiday Inn.
Oh, that's a great place.
What could possibly go wrong?
I believe that's the location of Carrie's last time she threw up.
Now, here is the problem. I have
same room.
Never. I have
room
never.
Room 420.
I have never enjoyed
nice.
Two nights at that Holiday Inn. That's, you know,
that's
I would urge everybody to pace themselves if they're going to use the two nights.
Well, the thing,
you can't have a night like I have there and have two nights. You're not going to use
young.
That
if you're going to do
if
two
young,
nights, that
if you're young,
if you have two nights at the Herndon Holiday Inn, that really allows you to see the sights of the town.
Right.
You can really soak in all the local flavor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Walgreens.
Yes, yeah. They've
right
got
there.
That. I
that
believe
statue that, they have in that square.
Oh, sure. And there's a train Safeway. Car. Isn't there a train
across
car?
The street.
There's a caboose.
You're close to the Air and Space Museum. You can go over there and see all the planes. And if you're from outside the area, you can make it your base of operation
and,
for seeing the sights of Washington D.C.
And Mike, the Holiday Inn has a free shuttle.
Oh, really? Yes. To the museum?
Yeah, they'll take you to every race.
Bingo.
Jimmy's.
I've used the free shuttle right to Jimmy's. Yeah.
To Jimmy's
Sunday, maybe I'll swing by and then I'll go to the museum.
Maybe you'll win this.
I could maybe
during
win
the
that.
Live
not
show.
Eligible.
So Jimmy, we were.
Oh, and
we
aren't have, the cherry blossoms peeking at your place?
Just when I thought we were going to end this
segment.
I thank Jimmy for being here with the bearing gifts.
Nice
yes, sir.
Prize.
Yes, you wanted to say something?
Well, I just wanted to make a pie in the face bet with you on the Sabres Capitals game, March 27th.
Okay, now where are the Sabres in the playoff
we
hunt?
We are two points behind your beloved Washington Capitals.
Really?
Two
Mike's all
behind.
In.
So Winnipeg also 2 points behind, right?
They are, I think. Yeah, we're all right in there.
See?
We're all close.
You like
it's
the action,
like a, it's
Mike.
Like a horse race
bet.
At the end.
You love the action.
I need tickets. I need three for Friday.
Friday.
I need three for Friday's game. I want to put that out there. Three tickets for Friday's hockey game. I desperately want to go to that game. Because it's really the playoff.
Friday's
hunt.
Not the Sabres game.
No, it's not the Sabres game.
Okay.
Wednesday, March 27th?
March 27th.
Tuesday, isn't it?
Who's going? RJ, Rob?
Mark
that's
is
somebody,
going?
That's somebody
Mark,
makes the pie
girl.
Bet.
Zoolander
Zoo.
Girl.
Jeez, who's
I don't
going?
Care until the
Carl's
playoff
going.
Starts.
It's a it's a wonderful treat to go with Jimmy, because when Jimmy gets his block of tickets, everybody gets their own parachute.
That's right.
Oh.
And you bring your own
I'm just,
of
I kid because
it's
I
not
love,
my fault. They
I
won't
kid,
give me the good seats.
Because I love.
They
I
won't give me the good seats
because
I'm from Buffalo.
That's right.
You
that's
didn't
right.
answer his question.
Oh. What?
The pie in the face.
Pie in the face if the Capitals finish in front of the Sabres?
No, just on that one game.
Oh, the one
you
want to
do that?
The Tuesday night game.
You want to do the whole like,
no, let's do Cap Sabres.
Let's do who goes the furthest.
So yeah, let's do that. Whoever
goes
the furthest.
Goes
the,
right.
Whoever goes the furthest. And if both teams don't qualify. And the bet is moot if both teams don't qualify, right?
It's a wash.
It's whoever goes the furthest.
Well, no, because if we play a game in the regular season after you, then we go further.
Wait a minute, I'm confused now.
So, you know what he's doing? He's conjuring.
He's desperate to give.
I'm following.
He's desperate to give me a pie in the face because I gave him.
If the Capitals don't go as far as the Sabres,
yes,
into the postseason or the playoffs or whatever, then you get a pie in the face.
If
the
Capitals, that means if the Capitals are eliminated first.
Yes.
Right.
Then it's
whoever goes the
Who has the last regularly scheduled game.
Shut up.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
Rob.
You see, that's where he's conjuring.
All right, well, we're starting the real show now, and I
okay, I love you all very much.
Start
Thank
the
you.
Music for Christ's sake. Thank you very much.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is Alan Freed, and this is rock and roll. Wah, bomb, loo, mom, lom, bomb, bomb, tootie, booty, oh,
rude, tootie, booty, oh, rude. What the hell are you doing? I mean, what do you really think you're doing besides driving me crazy? What do you mean, what do I mean? I mean, what the hell are you playing that record for? That tootie, fruity, it's on the list. It's number one on the don't playlist. This is a don't playlist. We've been over it 50 million times. You don't play records on this list. It is not your list. It is not my list. It is the station's list, and it has to do with licensing. Everybody's writing letters to me. Every single tenant in this building. The Board of Health has been here. The police department. The fire department. The other night, you played 3.5 hours of Jackie Wilson. You played Earth Angel 17 times in a row. Do you ever hear Patty Page? Pat Boone? Cape Cod? Tennessee Wolf? Will you just tell me why you can't play something soft? Just the, look, in the middle, stick in one of those things. Something pop, pop, loom, but start off with something easy. I don't know what to say to you anymore.
She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie booty.
Ellen, why don't you let up on him?
If I let up on him, we'll be in here listening to Pat Boone all night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Download more than 12.5 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625 if you have something. I'd love to take a phone call or two today.
Me too.
I've got it all. I've got my machine. I've got my phone machine.
Phone machine.
Got the phone machine ready to go. 718-506-1625. Let's take 10 phone calls today.
Wow.
I'm going to take 10 phone calls today.
That is ballsy.
Maybe five.
Excuse me. What's that?
I bet you tire when the number is five.
I bet I don't. I bet I'll want 20.
All right. And if the Capitals go further than the Sabres.
Call right now. 718-506-1625. It is. What day is it? It is March 21st.
Wednesday.
This is Wednesday. Our show is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. We want to thank Encore. They're a wonderful sponsor.
Great.
For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com. That's SMARTTERM.com or call 866-347-5748. They do all the work for you.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. Well, here we are. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We're delighted to have you with us on today's program.
Yes.
You know, we're going to talk about that whole thing that we talked about yesterday about racism and the media, but I know that I sometimes make bad calls and just leave me alone, everybody.
Thought about that as I watched the news last night.
Pretend it never happened.
Well, there was a lot of, you know, I was
bulb.
I was
say it, Fonzie.
You beat me
wrong.
To it.
And then Robert De Niro makes a racist joke at a fundraiser with Michelle Obama. But I still stand by, media loves racial tension. They love it.
No, I think you're right there.
I know you disagree, but we're not talking about it.
Right.
Anyway, Rob Spiewak, and I know the answer already, and I am so, and I wrote it down, Rob.
Yeah.
I wrote it down as my number two item today. Rob Spiewak, any alcohol last night?
Oh,
so
I earned it last night.
Obvious.
I earned
not it. Not one, not two, not three, ladies and gentlemen, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight. Yes, 9 posts on his Facebook page. And I got up cracking on this morning and I saw 7 hours ago, I said, Rob's on the bottle again.
Well, what was so great is to get a text from Mark out of the blue that says, what are you drinking tonight? Because he knows. I mean, and it's just...
Right. So you hit him early with that?
I saw that right away. Right.
We ended up playing together last night.
We did.
What's stress in your wonderful life?
Well, it was the fact that yesterday was the dress rehearsal for my kids' elementary school talent show that I'm the MC for. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to end a sentence with a preposition, but that's the case. And we went
Hey, Rob, where are you at?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, what do you like to do over there at whatnot? Bumper sticker. So we did the rehearsal yesterday. It started at 3:30. And we went through all 44 acts.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And we had some audio issues.
Who got voted off?
I did. Do you want me to be like Simon and really insult the children? They said, no, maybe not.
Let me ask you a question. This is getting really into the detail of Facebook.
Yeah.
This is really, but I'm
nuts
so.
Nuts and bolts question,
I'm
Mike?
So thrilled. And I guess I didn't get it, pick up on it as quickly as Mark did, but I'm so thrilled that this morning when I was prepping the show that I was looking at those and I went, God, was he drinking again?
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect subject for the show
today. Yes,
he was drinking. But let me ask you this, because this is really getting into the details. This morning when you got up, did you lay a couple of posts out there just to maybe cover your tracks a little bit? Well, I always leave posts. Like your comment about Ann Curry's outfit was so ugly it actually hurt your feelings.
That was genuine. When I saw that, it stopped me in my tracks.
So it wasn't a strategy to maybe bait and switch to prevent people from knowing how blottoed you were last night?
People that know my performance in the past, people that have tracked my behavior.
His fans.
They know this happens.
Rob's fans.
They know what happens is what
happens. Let me go through them.
Okay.
My pants are so old that they shine.
Yeah, these are quotes from records, you see. Because what happens is I will
explain that. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor.
Yep, there you go. Can you name these songs? It's like we're playing Chartbusters again.
Rainwater rolling up under my hood. I knew it was doing my motor good.
The Merry Mr. Chuck Berry.
All right, I'm showing you. These are just all over
you see,
the place.
Let me
taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through.
I don't even remember what song
Jesus
that is.
Christ, no, no you're one just does. Sitting there like in a bottle of Crown.
No, what happened is I had a couple beers to take the edge off, got the kids off to bed, and I said, you know what might be nice? Let's turn on the jukebox and hear how that sounds. And as soon as you hear those tubes heat up, and you actually hear them go chunk, and then,
well, it's written down here in one of your 1,500 posts last night. Gotta turn it up louder, so my DJ told me.
Right, yeah. That's Life is a Rock, but the radio told me.
Good thing. Where have you gone now?
Fine Young Cannibals. Great song.
Yes, it is.
Rainwater got that one already.
Right,
that in a couple of years, they have built a home sweet home.
Obladi oblada.
Now you expect me. Jesus Christ, do you realize when you put these out, they go on somebody's news feed, and I'd get a shotgun. I mean, people got pissed at me when I was riffing on the Caps the other night, and I understood it, and I stopped doing it, because some guy was just like, hey, enough.
They can block me, and believe me, it ain't as often as it used to be.
Right.
So what happened is...
I am both splishing and splashing.
Okay, now that was not a quote.
That's alcohol.
I think that's the one I saw that prompted me to text Rob.
Yeah, right. And so what Mark is, he got an app that he heard about on
Tech 411.
On the Tech 411 radio program.
I blocked that show out.
With you and Tomo. Do you block that? Yeah, I don't read their feed. And you can have a room, and he calls his Mark's room.
Oh, yeah. It's
turntable.fm.
Thank you.
And so
I appreciate that.
And so we went in, and we were actually playing records, and we had people come in the chat room. This is another great place to drink.
You and Mark, all that goddamn energy
that
could be used to actually make me some f***ing money.
Whoa.
I swear to God, sorry about that. Was that real tension? Yes, it probably was.
You know,
anyway,
a lot of people were hoping that you would come by their chat room last night and play some of your favorite records. We'd love to have you in the turntable.
I was on the non-drinking cycle last night, hoping to get an early night, which I was successful in doing. An early night for me is getting to bed by 11:30-ish.
And I can tell you got a good night's sleep because you're positively glowing this morning.
Yeah, you're so positive.
Lick it.
What happened?
My night last night. And it wasn't my night. It was my morning. Mm-hmm. I fall asleep, and I knew that I had my physical therapy.
Ooh, there we go. Up.
I had my physical therapy early this morning before the show. So
look
when
away, I'm hideous.
That's why I look the way I look right now, because I'm not a monster. Ooh, what is that outside? I hear something loud.
It's a DR aerator.
Black helicopter.
Focus.
I'm sorry. I'm all over the place today. So, but look, that's balloons. One of the reasons. In fact, if I hadn't had the physical therapy, which really is more like physical training than anything else.
Yes, and
it's
that's
more
right.
like physical abuse and from just, the way you describe
well,
it.
No, it's not. It's just they do things. Their whole
stretch
thing
your
is to design new muscle groups. Mm-hmm. And I'm a piece of dough anyway. But they design, like, you would think that a little tiny piece of rubber that looks like it's a bow tie that they tie around your ankles wouldn't be anything at all. And I look at this thing, oh, this isn't going to be any problem. Put it around your ankles and sidestep across the room twice back and forth.
Jazz and hands and Fosse. Fosse.
This is a piece of cake. Get down in the crab position in that crouch position and go across. You would think, you know, no problem. Well, for schlubby McFatass, I get started with this thing and I'm going across the room and I got back to the other side and I'm like, yeah, no problem. Got halfway across the other one, and I'm feeling.
Get the
paddles. I'm feeling. Yeah, first of all, winded, feeling burns in my ass that I didn't know I had muscles in the ass, and I'm sitting here. But they create these things, and therefore the weak muscles that you haven't used in 6 months, and it was crazy.
Buzz does a similar thing with physical therapy, but it starts with tying a rubber band around his upper arm.
That's right.
And finding the vein.
I'm sitting there, and I'm doing the physical therapy, but
is there any videotape of this?
No, but there might be photographic.
One day,
would love to see it on YouTube.
Another one is you lift your left leg and you lean on all your weight on your right leg, and then
you shake it all about.
You kick out your left leg and you just balance there for 30 seconds. And you would think that would be no problem at all.
Now, let me ask a question.
Yes.
When you do that, you're supposed to balance for 30 seconds.
Yes.
Mike, do we balance for
30
seconds?
Well, we did not the first time.
Okay, good.
So it's just – anyway, I could go through all of my silly little exercises.
So you went through the grill, the drill.
I went to bed early last night thinking that that I'd be, you know, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
Then and this just sucks so totally.
What?
At 4:30 in the morning, Carla goes – I am awakened out of a blissful sleep Mike. Mike.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? 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 You're snoring so loudly. I cannot sleep. And it was an awakening where I was up.
Yeah.
I was up. I was not gracious.
Intense.
And you're sitting there in the O'Mara marital bed at 4:30 in the morning with two people just flat out
seething,
pissed off at each other.
And you know, really, that 4:30 to 5 a.m. window, that's when it's almost impossible to get back to sleep and do any good.
I came downstairs, and then about 6:15, I said, okay, I got 1 hour. I will try to get 1 hour, and then...
Did you crab walk downstairs?
I did not crab walk down. I was a mess. I was a total... Yes, Mr. Santana.
Do you think that... And you might have already had this happen throughout your life. I'm not sure.
Yes.
The sleep apnea, the mask.
Yeah, you mean like using the mask?
Yes.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to go back through that.
Mike's mask looks like the kid in the movie Mask. That's
sleep
the
apnea. One of the things they have is called a CPAP machine, which is a jet pilot face mask that you put over to help you breathe.
Yes.
And it probably would be something that would assist me. The Breathe Right strip that I put on earlier in the evening to help open up my nasal passages was not successful. But she was so angry. She was so angry that it made me angry. I'm like, all right, okay, fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was what?
Have you ever had success with the Breathe Right strip alleviating snoring? Because I've tried it and it doesn't do a damn thing.
All I know is listen, when I played hockey and I busted my nose two times in hockey, the left side, it was the ear, nose, and throat guy I went to said it was the worst deviated septum compared to Robert Evans that he had ever seen. That was a cocaine joke.
I'm with you.
He said it's the worst he's ever seen.
Your septum
I would have, at that point in time, this is years ago, I would have had it fixed, but they told me that not only do they have to break it once, they got to break it twice.
Yeah.
That I'd have to go in and they got to break something inside, then they got to go back and they got to reset the outside of it. And it's two procedures. It's like 16 weeks of walking around. I do a radio show. I'm not going to be able to go.
And there's always a possibility it would change the quality of your voice.
Oh, you sound like Clay Aiken or something.
Yeah. Yes, I don't want Trina.
It would change you entirely.
Watch out for Trina. There we go.
Have you always been a snorer then?
I guess so. It's weight related too.
And, so, yeah. That's what I'm getting
exacerbated by.
You know, that is you know, when I go beyond a certain amount of weight, it comes back. And you know, I made no secret of the fact that I have you know, not been as diligent as Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Diaz. And I will tell you that so I am right now, again, I am 10 pounds away from this not being a big issue.
Okay, good.
So
good,
you know, that's I just got to be diligent on that and do that.
Motivation.
And the only time when the weight is down that I get to snore like that is, of course, if there is the aforementioned.
Yeah, but that's hoochie, only, hoochie, that's hoochie. Only yeah. 3 times a week.
So she kicked me out, and then I went into Catherine's bedroom, and at 6 o'clock I walk into Catherine's bedroom,
and
what do I see in
it's
Catherine's
empty.
Bedroom?
It's empty.
Where the door? That's empty because Catherine lives with her mother.
Right.
And I walk into Catherine's bedroom, and I see that Frankie has found that and another place to. And I swear to Christ, I am at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there just going. I really wanted to get a good night's sleep.
He's delightful.
And I really knew that I had the physical therapy, which is, you know, a painful experience.
But it wasn't spectacular.
It was not. I really wanted to go in there and see, hey, Frankie, have you been pooping on the floor once again? Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom. But it's just, you know, I don't know. It's a pride thing to get kicked out of your own bedroom.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Sucks ass.
Well,
it's
you know what it really is? It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
That's what it is.
Would have been a better way for her to handle it is for her to go to Catherine. Bedroom.
That happens a lot.
And you see,
where
that's
she quietly,
nice.
Where she quietly gets up,
slinks away.
I don't have any problem with that.
No, I think that's fine.
I don't have any. I don't even have an opinion.
I think that would be perhaps more respectful to you.
I have no just problem with that.
Making friends, so, Spiewak.
I've always been a dork.
So it was kind of strange night.
Yeah,
strange
like
night
and
last
not
night.
Not restful. Not restful.
Right, and you know. You know, you drinking more than you normally drink.
Yeah.
Me getting to bed early and
waking up early.
Has the world fallen off its axis and is it hurtling towards the sun, Mike?
I am very glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Why?
When we come back, I want to discuss something because I go deep when I'm up early in the morning. I go deep into the news stories.
Okay. Mm.
I go beyond the headlines.
Pornhub.
Anybody here?
Beyond Bang Brothers.
Familiar with the booming underground vibrations and booming in Wisconsin? Have we heard about?
No, I haven't heard about that.
I knew it. I knew it was deep enough. We'll talk about that because it's my theory of really 2012 perhaps being the end of the world.
Wow.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMeraShow.com. You know, we tell it to you every single day. We drum it into your head. We tell it to you. This comes from Mary B. She writes, I just signed up for Weight Not. I started gaining weight 5 years ago and got to a point where I just gave up. From there, I got depressed about the situation, thinking I was just destined to be a big girl from now on. I continued to gain. I am in this to lose 100 pounds and to stop hating myself every time I get dressed for work, meet clients, or shop for clothes. I have always wanted to be a part of a TMOS events, but I wouldn't go because I didn't want to be the fat girl among the crowd.
Listen to that.
I got to say, you know, even though we're talking about weight, not, you know, I'm just a sidelight. Yeah. We welcome all shapes and sizes.
That's right.
Yes.
We do.
I have been
so inspired by the TMOS team that I have been saving my pennies to purchase my Weight Not package.
Nice.
If you don't mind, I would like to check in with you as I progress, and I would be willing to include pictures in this process. Mary B., accept your invitation.
I love that idea.
And we would love you to do that, and Weight Not is a proud sponsor. If you want to get involved, we would love everybody that does this to give us their success stories.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because they've been an advertiser for a long time, and quite frankly, I get tired of talking about it with Rob and RJ.
Exactly.
I'd like to hear from other people that have success stories. The best way of doing a Weight Not commercial, easiest way for me, is for you to send us a letter
and talk
about your success.
It's all about results.
Like that guy that was like 137 or something.
Yeah.
Like 137 pounds.
Jimmy losing nearly 50.
Here's the phone number, 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
You know, my snoring has stopped.
That really?
It has.
That's absolutely
and
true.
There you
not
have
some
it,
right there with you.
He's also lost like 80 pounds.
This is true. Yeah. And that, I'm glad to hear. All right, anyway.
We all are.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, I did.
Such a bastard.
He is the scab picker.
The instigator.
And look, he's having a good time. You having fun, Oscar?
Yeah.
It's great to be you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Why not have a great time?
Go suck Tom Likas's D again. Anyway.
It's a big fan of yours. He mentioned your old show.
Did he really?
Yes, out of the blue.
I don't have a bone to pick with him. There was a time when they were putting him in markets that he was getting clears that we weren't getting, right. So we got jealous that we called him.
He mentioned by name. He mentioned the Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, you know, I was never allowed to be in D.C. because Don and Mike wouldn't let me. Then we're like, what? Right.
Yeah, there was a war. There was
really?
A little mini war with him.
Well,
yeah,
sure. It was all about competition.
And, you know, it was always painful when you two, you know, basically filleted him. Anyway,
for God's sakes, he was kind to us.
I know. He was nice to you. It's all. It's a small little fraternity, Oscar.
Yeah, we weren't aware. He also killed Corolla as well.
Did he really?
Yes, he was killing everybody.
Corolla. Oh, incidentally, we got to make a. I got a correction on Facebook that Corolla, when we were doing the Trump bit the other day,
right?
Tumescent is the word that Corolla uses for turgid.
Yes.
So when Trump asked him how he felt, and he said tumescent,
he meant like he was.
He
excited.
Was making an erection
exactly.
joke.
Yes.
Which just gives me. It is really. I have a love-hate relationship, as anybody that listens to this show knows, without Adam Carolla.
Right. Sure.
I think Adam Carolla truly can make me unhinge my jaw laughing. Mm-hmm. I think he's that funny. Mm-hmm. He's just a naturally funny guy, like a lot of people in our business are. He really is, and he's really good at what he's. Then he'll pop off by being so nasty, comedy, comedian, mean about people in society that it just pisses me off. Uh-huh. And it's like, hey, you know, I know, and I think the last time we had a little debate, it was about the...
The 1%.
The Occupy and the 1% and how he's like, yeah, everybody on it, because that's Adam's personality as well. Then he will say something funny or he will challenge authority like Trump. He's the only one that would go on that show.
That had
and really,
balls.
I think, bust balls with Donald Trump, which is hysterical to me. And then the other thing will be just the total jealousy that his podcast has so many more downloads than mine does. Yeah. So that's exactly how I look at it. Ours does, I should say. Mm-hmm. So I'm really conflicted, but I don't stand by his walking out of The Apprentice. I don't think he should have done it.
Going down with the ship?
It just doesn't.
Yeah. But does he not?
Because you're not being noble because I think everybody gets into that show and probably wants to skate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, unless you're like a pit bull like Joan Rivers.
His charity still gets a sizey check just for showing up,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
They still get paid,
yes.
Well, they don't get paid like the winners get paid, but they get money.
Well, if I'm getting money, I'm going home.
But Tumescent, it's like, how does that make you feel? And you look at Trump and they don't edit it out. Where Trump goes, huh?
Exactly.
Well, the thing
it was great.
The reason why I loved it.
And I didn't know the word either, so here am I, guilty as charged. You know, what a hypocrite I am.
Because from the beginning, and I went back and listened to the show and I read a couple articles on it. If you watch The Apprentice, it's not Mario Andretti, it's his father, right?
It's Mario Andretti's son.
Mario Andretti's son.
Mario Andretti Sr.
His name is,
Trump,
I think, Luigi?
Trump asked him to
Michael.
Be, asked Adam, because he was a project manager.
Right.
To involve Mario Andretti Sr.
Right.
And unfortunately, Mario Andretti Sr. is not a broadcaster. He's not a talker.
Michael Andretti.
Michael.
I cannot do this. I'm too busy.
Michael Andretti was the son who was
Mario
on the show.
The dad.
Okay, okay.
Mario's the father. Yeah. The thing about this formula,
yes.
And I feel the same way about the, kind of a love-hate thing with the Apprentice. I hate Donald Trump. I love to make fun of Donald Trump, but I love Donald Trump because he's, you know, we need people like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, if for no other reason to make fun of.
So you're saying he's
but
good.
The naked shilling, and now every task, it seems, on the Celebrity Apprentice is, we've got the people from Buick here, these executives, and it's just,
what do you think
all
of Buick,
it is
Mr.
a commercial.
Trump, Mr. Trump, what do you think of Buick?
Good.
Why?
It's a good car. It's fast.
Yeah. Does it drive?
It drives good.
What if you open the door?
It's comfortable.
Well, think if you close the door?
Bad.
Think about just, regardless of the Donald advertising, Trump. And I'll touch on that in 2 seconds, but when he said no to Trump and he didn't let the Andretti actually talk about the car in the way that Trump wanted him to talk about it. That is one defiance.
Yes.
When Trump told him to do that.
Right.
And the second is when he's sitting at the boardroom table and says, who do you think should be fired? And he says, no one, I'll go down with the ship.
Right.
And that's two defiances.
Yeah, and it's been done before.
Yes.
And it's a standard way of saying, okay, well, then that's it. I'm going to fire two people.
Right.
So Trump, you know, has something. Trump's like the evil emperor.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. He's going to bring somebody
that role.
That.
As far as the advertising is concerned, think about.
But the real defiance, what I wanted to say, Oscar, the real total defiance to me was that tumescent thing.
Yeah.
Because it's really just going, okay, you
idiot. Yeah. You know what?
How do you feel? I feel hard.
You know what? He went into it knowing that Trump would look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And that is very well played on his behalf.
Yeah. You got to like him in that regard. Yeah. He was the funniest guy.
But Trump thought it was bad.
So if you're selling the premise, the verticals that you go are not just the spots that are within the actual show that NBC runs.
It's verticals?
It's the verticals that you can actually make money. The way that you're going to make money.
All right, I didn't
you can
understand.
Actually it's like product placement.
Yeah, you probably sell that spot and that task to Buick, BMW, anyone that's going to do it.
There's so much money coming into that show, and it's so naked and it's so here's your task. You know, and then it's they throw in the charities for $20,000 at the end.
Oh, but
how much revenue are they getting?
That's cheaper than writing one single script.
Right.
You know, I mean, this show is so cheap to do.
Now, are you going to continue watching or?
You're not allowed.
Carla's really pissed. I mean, Carla's really pissed about the hunting, Trump
about
brothers.
The
and that's right. kind of
No, not about the snoring.
No.
About so many things in my life. So many things. Oh,
yeah, she loves you so much.
You know what you could do? You could watch it. You could TiVo it and watch it when you get up at 5 in the morning.
I don't know if that was really one of our go-to shows that we would watch together. And I'm not sure if I've got the mojo to want to watch that just by myself. You know,
I'm the same way. Carrie and I watch Jersey Shore together.
Right.
And I can't find myself watching it by myself because it's no good if you don't have someone to point and
right.
go look at
Carla
that
Carla watches the junior varsity Jersey Shore.
Which one is that?
Jersey-licious.
Oh, that is really not the best program.
Oh, if I go into the bedroom and Jersey-licious
is on. Put your
hat
back up. You can't be that ashamed.
If I go into the bedroom and Jersey-licious is on or The Biggest Loser.
Yes.
And I know why she loves The Biggest Loser more than any show on television. And you know, and I come in, the fat man comes into the bedroom and I look at the on TV and I was like, "Oh, somebody's crying cuz they're fat again."
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of that.
Then I waddle into bed.
And you know what? The Biggest Loser
and cry.
We're fat, we cry, we're soft, we eat donuts, you know, come on, fat people.
Biggest Loser can lick it because they denied me and they denied RJ and we've lost 200 pounds. Together so they can
and I thought well that was because of him.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's not a communicator. That's what it is. RJ, at that point, when you did your audition tape, can I be honest with you? Would you like to see audition RJ?
Yes.
Oh my
please.
God.
I will now do. You do Miami RJ.
Yes,
I will
is a
do.
Different
you have to. It has to be an interrogation. You have to ask me the questions, and I will answer them like audition.
Okay. This is your Biggest Loser audition.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a producer.
Okay. RJ.
Yes.
Raymond.
Hello?
Why do you want to be on The Biggest Loser?
I want to lose weight.
Well, sure.
Sure.
Yes.
How much weight? Jazz hands?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, no, that's it.
Now, you mentioned, actually, you brought up donuts.
Yes.
What did you watch this morning?
I watched a show this morning, and we'll get to the The World is Ending in 2012, a recipe, and this is where I'm a fat guy, where I will be surfing all the different news sources I have, and then I will see a picture of a donut.
Yeah.
And I have to click on it.
Sure.
Because if I'm not going to eat it, I at least have to look at it and watch them make it and do that. It's food porn. Yeah. And this was a donut made by a real dink of an Italian chef who was hard
it Mario, to... Was it Mario Andretti?
No, this was not Mario Andretti.
Luigi.
Incidentally, Mario Andretti, as I digress again.
Yes.
I believe the first celebrity autograph I ever got.
Oh, very cool. Wow.
My dad took me to the Hartford Armory to go see the auto show, and Mario Andretti was going to be there, and I waited in line for about 40 minutes to get Mario Andretti, because Mario Andretti was the S for a while. Yeah.
Come here, an Irish boy. Yes. Let me sign that for you. I make it out to Mike. It's so good for you. I write my name.
Daddy's so little. But anyway.
Donut?
This was a donut recipe that called for... Your standard stuff, your butter. Actually, they used lard.
Nice.
That makes it better.
They used lard, and then the magic ingredient, mashed potatoes.
As like a filling?
What?
Yeah. No, not a filling, like as part of the dough.
Because going back...
They rolled it into the dough with the flour and the lard and the eggs
like a potato
and the yeast.
Roll.
Yeah, I would think, you know that Brad and I, my buddy Brad, for years, have theorized on something, you know...
Brad's lost weight too.
Brad has lost 118 pounds.
By not doing what you're about to hear.
So glad but we've saved still, everybody's life except my own.
We've still theorized on this. We were talking about how, you know, a donut is a great dessert, like a jelly donut that is dusted with sugar and filled with, like, you know, like raspberry jelly.
Right. Yes.
What we decided to invent in high school was the entree donut. And it was a donut that was filled. And Mike, tell me this isn't a great idea.
Okay.
a donut filled with like beef bourguignon.
Oh, yeah.
Dusted with like a seasoned flour.
Maybe a sausage.
Oh, sure.
Sausage would be good.
Yeah. Well, so that's the entree. It's the savory entree.
I got
donut.
News for you.
Then it's, you have the jelly donut.
That's a Hot Pocket.
No, but this
no,
is
different,
better.
Different
it's
bread.
It's a Hot Pocket.
No, different
no,
dough.
This
different
is,
dough.
This is like a jelly donut dough, though.
But every culture in the world has that meat
but
pie.
But they're not sweet. Yeah. And this is sweet.
Well,
and
oh, this sweet?
Is donut dough around sausage.
Skinny guy talking.
It is a little bit, it is the dough is slightly sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, almost like the fried rolls you get at Artie's.
Right.
But it's filled with, think of your magnificent beef bourguignon.
You know what I'm thinking about now?
What?
The fried rolls you get at Artie's.
Yeah, they're very
good. You know, what I'm
That's
about.
What we're talking about.
What's that?
Is the look of that mutant cafeteria table you and Brad were sitting at figuring out what next meal you were going to eat.
As all the chicks just walked on by.
The other side
no,
of the
know
room.
What,
as all the poon just walked by.
Brad
hey,
got
you know
a lot of...
you have for lunch next time?
Brad got a lot of tail in high school.
Brad got a lot of tail in
he
high
did.
School.
Did he
yeah.
really?
Yeah, not me.
Was he a skinny guy?
He was skinnier then, yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah. And also, he was the king of the drama department. He was very,
oh,
very
my
cool.
God.
He still had the greatest line at any wedding I've ever heard, and yes. That Rob Spiewak thinks gravy is a beverage.
Yeah, but you know what?
Absolutely terrific. I'll never forget. I still remember it to this
my
day.
My best man toast.
He married a couple of decades. I still
wish,
remember that.
I wish, however, he had used that best man toast to sell everybody on the beef bourguignon donut.
But you know, the beef bourguignon would be fine. I don't like to mix my sweet and savory. I don't care for it.
Okay, what if it is like then something that goes better with sweet? Like, what about a pork barbecue donut?
Oh, now see, that would work with the yeast roll.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Sausage is the real winner.
Well, let's screw the show. Let's go into the kitchen.
Can we please?
Let's cook.
You know what? So I wanted to talk about 2012. Is and you guys be totally honest with me here because I want to ask you a question. Has anybody been having any trouble at all with their cell phones at all recently?
No, I did during the sunspot period that we had recently.
We've had a lot of Wi-Fi trouble in my house. Mm-hmm. The coverage has
I've
like
had
been
Wi-Fi.
Cut in half.
I have a problem with the televisions where...
they'll cut out once in a
while.
There's
nothing good on?
The audio portion on the TV will sound like Darth Vader a lot.
Oh.
I've been having that happen. That
sounds like
Sunspots.
Are you hold it. Are you watching Star Wars?
I was watching Air Force One.
Oh.
Thank you, ass. I was watching that, and it
great movie, Mike.
Also, this news story coming out of Wisconsin that they are... some people have actually left this town because they are feeling these boom sounds underneath. They believe it's coming from underground.
Oh, wow. I'm feeling a boom.
The National Geological Survey says this is not seismic activity, and there is no evidence of any drilling or anything going on.
No fracking.
No one knows what's happening. And
this
you know,
is all based on Mark's daughter's calendar.
But the fact is, the Mayan calendar.
The Mayan calendar.
The Mayan calendar.
But the fact is, they've called for this in 2012, and hello... It's June in March. I mean, that's the fact.
Well, yeah, but
it
I've
is
heard,
June and March. Have you ever seen anything like
I we've heard had that the spring. Mayan calendar did not count leap years, so actually this is
the world,
totally off.
The world ended 7 months ago.
I think that's
yeah,
crap.
And we have had a heat wave like this. Not as dramatic, but we have had it in the past, I think of almost 15 years ago.
Really? Where yes. It was I mean, this early?
No, I remember they did.
I mean, I was here 15 years ago.
They did a story 2 days ago and talked about
this
how
this was in Bolivia. It's always
no,
hot.
No, they talked about that. This is the hottest December spring, but there has been almost as hot December spring. I mean, winter springs.
It just seems to me.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
It
like,
seems
because
to
we
me,
just went into spring.
Spring that, started yesterday.
Yeah, the end of winter.
RJ, are you out
we've
there?
We've had
today's
as hot as.
Are you flitting around out there?
No,
RJ?
I don't see him lurking because normally I can see.
Come
his
in.
Shoes.
We've had winters
oh,
flitting
oh.
as warm.
I have incredible peripheral. That's why I was. That's the only reason I
as
made my varsity
now.
Hockey team. What?
We've hadn't had records like now, but we've had them as warm.
But it seems to me that there. Look, I'm not trying to say that I necessarily believe this. There seem to be a lot of little strange things
yes.
going on.
Well, here's
that,
what I.
But if you add them all up, perhaps you go, well, that hasn't happened. You know, if you get 20 or 30 items that haven't happened in
yeah.
the in
you're
the
right.
same year,
you're right. It's
you
odd
might
want to
just say it's a little, like, yeah,
but
unnerving
I,
would be
I have
word.
A theory on the earthquakes. You know, we had another big one in Mexico yesterday.
Yeah, big one in Mexico.
And I now I think
all
I figured out the source of it.
Over.
When we had our earthquake in D.C. Last year, Malia Obama was here. And yesterday she was in Mexico, and they had another one. I don't think this is a coincidence.
Haunted theory. Child?
Wherever. Haunted child. Yes. A haunted
Omen.
Child. Just yeah. all I ask of everybody is to keep your eyes open, keep your you know your ear yeah. to the ground.
Who do we call?
You know, and your eyes on the stars.
But
what
the
is
thing,
it? What did Casey used to say?
I want you to keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's it. That's right.
Zoink, Scoob. But they said there was no
that
seismic.
That almost sounds like Shannon. No, we're not doing that.
That went to the same school.
Don't force it.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, don't kill the bit.
Now, the thing is that they said there was no seismic activity detected in Wisconsin, so they're just hearing the booms?
It seems to me they're hearing these booms.
It can't
and
be related to the Mexican
I look
stuff.
This up.
No. My first suspicion was fracking.
Don't talk about the sex games played when you were at Wichita State.
The use of water to force natural gas out of rock and shale, which they're starting to do.
That's a good point.
And it's a good source of energy, but there are risks associated with it.
They said there was no...
are you sure you weren't on theonion.com?
I actually, when a guy put a casino out of business, that was is Odd News the same as The Onion?
Same.
When you see Yahoo?
No, because Onion is made up comedy news, and Odd News means odd stories from real life. Yeah, right.
So was there a guy that almost put the Tropicana Casino out of business because he won $6 million at blackjack?
Yeah, I think that would be true.
All right, I'm trying to find it here, but I don't see it.
Unless it was the oddnews.ru.
Now, when he won the $6 million, does that mean he is or is not going to be on Tech 411 with Oscar this week because of the card counting app?
Oh, that's a good point.
I bet you it's a Tomo wannabe, right?
Mysterious underground booms have resonated again in the eastern Wisconsin city of Clintonville. Police dispatcher Tabitha Schoen.
What town, Mike?
Clintonville. Police dispatcher Tabitha Schoen said it was a quiet night in Clintonville.
Oh, until so quiet.
Until shortly after 5 a.m. when about 20
when
calls.
Mike started snoring.
About 20 calls came in from residents who felt and heard the booms. The booms, which have been compared to rumbles of thunder, sonic booms, or fireworks, rattled homes and awakened some residents Sunday and Monday nights. Authorities are at a loss to explain. Seismologists have recorded unusual ground shaking in the area, similar to the kind caused by quarrying, mining, and heavy truck traffic. But the city has ruled out such activities as possible sources of the disturbance.
So what do they
a
know?
Meeting about the mysterious...
You're
right, Buzz. A meeting about the mysterious noise is scheduled for Wednesday night.
Good. That'll settle it.
At the high school in Clintonville.
And whoever talks loudest wins.
You wouldn't be any help in something like that.
How I missed this. I totally heard an interview last night. They're filming Tremors 4, Kevin Bacon.
Right.
He's coming back.
God, I've been waiting.
That's what it is.
As a matter of fact, that movie, Tremors 4, is actually mentioned on the Mayan
it's
calendar.
It's Worm Sign from Dune. Am I the only one in this room that likes Dune? The sci-fi movie Dune?
It's been so long since I've seen it. Yeah.
The Harkonnen, Baron Harkonnen. Oh, awesome.
I like Quantum Leap.
Oh, wait. You like Quantum Leap? That doesn't count.
Scott Bakula.
We only got one phone call. No, we don't even have... 111, is that an overseas call?
No, that's a Skype call.
A Skype call? Ooh. All right, let's go to the phone line.
First of
right
10
now.
Calls.
Here we
first
go.
Of our 10. Hopefully we'll get 10 before the show's over. Ducky from California. Hi, Ducky.
Hi, guys.
Ooh.
Well.
Yeah. You all sound in fine form today.
We are, Ducky.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
Has Mark gotten his new glasses yet?
Oh, a good question.
Damn.
Ducky.
Snap.
A very good question.
I was told.
Good one, DD. Is he? I don't know.
I was told that he actually picked them up this morning, Ducky.
Oh, nice.
Would you like to see them, Ducky?
Yes, we all would.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you, and we're going to have Mark put his sunglasses
have you
on,
noticed,
or his
Mike,
new glasses on.
That recently some of the callers have been sounding like Darth Vader.
1 out of 10.
Sunspots.
Hello, area code 612. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. I have a solution for your hockey bet problem.
Okay. Jimmy made a hockey bet with me at the
really
beginning.
Really a problem.
Really wasn't a problem, but what do you want us to do?
Well, if neither team makes it to the playoffs, you both tie Rob.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, I don't have
I think that's a great idea.
That's brilliant.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call.
Done and done.
All right. Print it.
What kind of pie?
If neither, Boston cream.
The motion carries.
No, it's usually just a whipped cream pie.
Okay, just a whipped cream pie. And then a hot shower here?
2 out of 10.
Okay,
hello, area 30%.
Code 30%.
972. Area code 972. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Call number 3.
A question to you. I know you admitted you were wrong earlier, but what what changed since yesterday that made you change your mind about it?
More facts and really paying attention to the facts. I mean, the fact is, I think that this guy's history and the fact that he made so many 911 calls.
He went to Osborne High School.
And then just a little more information on the kid and the fact that his father lived in the neighborhood and a lot of stuff like that. I just, I think for some reason I reacted badly to it.
Caller, what's your name, caller?
This is Tony.
Tony is... T-Bone. The rehasher.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Mark Ronick, are you ready? Before we're running super late, are you ready to?
I am.
Debut your glasses, ladies and gentlemen.
So you got ladies' glasses?
This is. I got ladies' glasses. Sexy. Yes.
He got them this morning at 9 o'clock. He actually texted me, said he was going to pick them up. And let's see what they look
taking
like.
Taking off the old glasses.
Here we go.
First of all, let's see. Wait, let's see. First of all, without glasses, let's see you there.
You look good.
You look wise.
I'm actually looking into contacts as well.
So. What?
I get it.
A dumbass.
All right, I'm sorry. All right.
I like Mark with his
Who
glasses
said that?
On.
You really, do you have weak eyes?
No, they're not terrible, but it's just,
he's over here.
Your eyes look like somebody who needs those glasses
you don't
to see.
Many of your people have a look more shrewd.
God. What's wrong with you? Oh my God, you Klansman.
I think he looks like he smoked a blunt this morning.
Well, you know what? That's been almost my entire life. Yeah, people have said that. They always ask me if I'm high.
Yeah. So really, do
it's
you,
a fair
you just started smoking to live up to the expectations?
Most of the time,
all right. Yeah. So tell us about the frames. What
okay.
We
well, listener Mark Levy.
I know
Jew,
Mark. Sure.
A fellow Jew. He contacted me. He knew
Get
I was
it?
Looking in the market for these, and he said, "Come to Bethesda." Mm-hmm.
Bethesda, really?
And they took very good care of me.
Very
good.
Wonderful.
Very good
care Wonderful.
Of
me,
yes. So some of that money that I gave you will go towards a Ronick dinner out sometime in the near future.
Well, no, it's actually went towards this. I had to put up some of my own money as well.
Oh,
for this.
I see.
That's okay.
Are those frames matte black?
Yes, kind of.
I like them in your hand. Let's see.
Let's put those suckers on.
Wow.
They look
I approve.
Yes. Really
nice.
Yeah.
I approve. I think they're so much better looking than the
and
other ones.
Yeah. Let me just say.
And they don't say FUBU.
Bethesda Vision Care in Bethesda are the ones that hooked me up.
Nice.
Well, you shouldn't have had to come up. Based on that, you shouldn't have had to come up with any of your own money.
Yeah.
No, they still took very good care of me.
Mike, he's turning
potential client.
I would say so.
Excellent.
He's turning this into
sunglasses.
I like
him.
Of course you would.
I like him,
too. They'll definitely be a client if our listeners really respond to this and give them a call now, even, just to show them the power of the Mike O'Mara show.
Very good.
Just for fun, put them on upside down. Let's have a look.
Oh, sure.
Still makes me laugh.
That's good. I give a thumbs up.
They look great.
Absolutely.
Way to go.
Very good.
Very nice.
We still need 7 calls before the end of the show.
3 down, 7 to go.
Our chains are upside down.
That's terrific.
Why don't we do this?
718-506-1625.
The show doesn't end until we get 10 calls.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
The show will not end.
Have
you
fun
look
with
like
that,
that's a challenge. I can get 10 calls faster.
Steve,
than that.
We're going to need another disc.
one of the callers that we, the next set, what have we taken?
We've taken 6 calls.
No.
3.
We've taken 3 calls. I'm
3 solid
sure
calls.
Nice try, Ryan.
Out of the
nice
7
try.
Calls, one of the next 7 calls will receive a t-shirt.
Ooh.
Well, that's very nice.
Now,
so call
like a show t-shirt or one of your t-shirts?
What? One of my used t-shirts.
I was going to say, the one you want
I
to
I actually will, one of my used t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's like very popular. You know, Japanese women will sell panties.
I was going to up the ante for
used
you.
Time.
What's the ante?
How about a free ticket to our pay-per-view of the live show?
Ah, very
oh,
good.
That's
yes.
Good.
Yes.
I like
that's
that. Center.
Hey, incidentally, since you brought that up, is there any information we can give people about the streaming video?
Yes, they are setting it up now so that people can pre-order tickets, and that should be available, I would imagine, by the end of the week.
Very Fantastic. Good. Nice. We'll have more details when we get them. And,
all details on the website, of course.
Yes.
Are the prize pigs calling in?
Before we go to the break, here's the number, 718-506-1625. One of these calls will receive...
Yeah, please have some.
One of my used t-shirts. Hello.
The one you're wearing now?
The great state of Maine in area code 207. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this summer in July, I'm bringing my church youth group to a very desolated area of the country.
You mean a
mission trip.
Desolate?
Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Come to the right town.
Yes, it's a wonderful place to be in the summer. It's very, very, very temperate.
Usually 10 degrees cooler, no humidity. Are you bringing them down for some Bolivian chicken?
Is that what we need to do?
Yes.
I was thinking maybe we could take Mike's
really.
House, but...
Let me know. When you get down here from the great state of Maine, here's what I want you to do.
Christian
Painters. Yeah, he's doing shtick. What you want to do when you get down here, you want to go to the battlefield. Then you want to go get something at one of the lovely drugstores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, do hit the historic drugstore district.
And you want to get, as Rob mentioned before, you want to get some Bolivian, Peruvian, Salvadoran, or Mexican chicken.
Yeah, find one of the chicken restaurants where the logo, find the logo where the logo is a chicken that looks like a hot girl.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And then the last thing you want to do, you want to look for a quality used car. And if you don't want a used car, you can look for tires.
Yeah, so, Manuel sells some of the best retreads.
Enjoy.
On Liberia Avenue. Right.
We will take a break. The calls are mounting up. I've got three on standby.
That was four. That was four.
That's right. All we need is four one more call.
718-506-1625. Somebody gets a used t-shirt. We'll be right back.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can lose. This could become a habit. Opportunity knocks once. Let's reach out.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by the Oaten Wine Shop. This Saturday, it's an in-store Cabernet tasting. Oh, damn.
Wow, and Mike's life Focus. Gets shorter.
Focus.
To find their tasting calendar and specials, follow Oaten Wine Shop on Twitter and Facebook or call them at 703-255-5425. They are located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road
nice.
In Oaten. Oaten Wine Shop has 500 hands.
Remember that
wine.
While I was driving on Sudley.
The funny things.
Sudley Boulevard.
The funny things that make me happy. Oaten Wine Shop has 500 hand selected wines from around the world. 100 hand picked brews. Yeah. Plus Correct. Cheeses and pâtés. You're
excited about that Cabernet, aren't you?
OWS is a proud sponsor of our live stage show, and we'll give away the new iPad 3, or
yes.
It's the new iPad.
It's just the new just iPad. iPad.
That night at Oaken Wine Shop. All right, let's
Cabernet,
get right
favorite?
To it. I love Cab, yeah.
Me too.
I'm a big fan of Cab.
That's awesome.
Let's go to area code 301. Hi, what's your name? Hello? Oh, what could possibly
it's
go wrong?
Rains.
We can't count
area
this
code 301, it's you. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, it's
my
Chris.
Pleasure.
Thanks
Let's
for
go
it.
To area code 718.
Five.
Area code 7. Oh, I'm sorry, 781. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Christine.
Christine.
How are you?
Hi.
Well,
hi
there.
It's actually Chris and then Christine.
Are you a school teacher?
Okay. Oh, me? No, no, I'm not.
Are you taking notes for Mr. Mellon?
Who else might have you been asking that?
I don't know. This just has that school
she
teacher sound.
Yes,
what
know.
Can we do for you, ma'am?
No, just calling in, helping you get to your quota.
Okay, thanks.
Aww,
all right, let's
quota.
Go to area code 508.
That sounds so pathetic.
Area code 508. You're next at the phone number,
she
which
didn't
is
have anything.
718-506-1625.
Caller 6 or 7 is the 10th caller.
Where's area code 508? I don't even know where that is.
508 is Massachusetts.
Oh, it's Mass. Hello, Massachusetts.
Hey, guys, it's Bill from Worcester.
Hi, Bill from
Hi,
Worcester.
Bill. Yeah. Good caller.
How are you, Bill?
Good, how you doing? I'm calling in for my free T-shirt.
Oh, that's great. Well,
yeah.
You know what? I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, Bill.
Wow.
Right to
you.
Yeah. The point.
Because you asked for
he
it.
He had something.
That's right. Bill from Worcester just wanted the T-shirt. How do you think the Sox are going to be this year, Bill?
I'm not sure. I don't really watch sports that much.
Now he lost the shirt.
Friend of mine.
Hey, can I still have my shirt?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Of course you can.
Mark, what's the icon that I do to put him on hold?
Just hit that button right next to the red one that's glowing there.
The X over the eyes.
Click the little button that says doesn't like sports.
You want me to do it?
It's all right.
No, no, I mean, is it the one?
I don't like his sports.
Is it the
either,
one with the that's
the X going
yeah,
through?
Yeah, you don't have to lie about it.
Yeah, it's always good.
So
to
he's on hold now?
Yep. Do you know what I won once?
We still have it. How many phone calls do we have to take
that
before I
more.
Do the audio vault?
You need two more.
I think four.
We need two more
phone
calls.
I think it's actually four.
That's six?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so trying. Oh, four more calls. Can I tell you what I won on the radio once?
Would you win on the radio once?
Eagles tickets.
Yeah, to Philly?
The concert? Or?
No, Eagles, like the concert.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like my trivia question about the Eagles?
Sure.
They were the band that was booed off the stage as an opening act. Name the headliner that night. Dillon Stadium, Hartford,
Led
Connecticut.
Led Zeppelin.
No.
Linda Ronstadt.
No.
Billy Joel.
No. Still performing today, still doing concerts today, still popular today.
The Beach Boys.
No.
The Bangles.
Single performer.
Oh, okay.
One guy, Glenn Campbell.
However, during that tour,
yeah.
He performed with
I know. Kenny
a band.
Kenny Loggins.
No.
Tony Bennett.
It was his name and then the name of the band.
Usher.
Paul McCartney?
Benny and the Jets.
Brian Setzer.
Another trivia question to see if you can get the band.
Yeah.
This individual, one of the individuals in his band, went on to play with the Rolling Stones.
Ooh.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart!
Yes, and right before the buzzer.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Reset the board and we go to Kitty Kilgour.
I have
area code 971. You're a caller number what?
I've been cut off.
Eight.
Is this eight?
Eight.
Caller number eight. Hello.
Hey, I'm eight. Hey, Mr. O'Meara. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling me Mr. O'Meara. It's always nice. I feel like I'm, you know, a man that's treated with respect, which I never get. What can we do for you?
Well, sir, I live in the greater Willamette Valley, and your buddy at the wine shop talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. The Willamette Valley. Yeah. Wonderful wines out there. Send us a bottle.
Mm-hmm. I will indeed send you a fine bottle of Pinot, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Wow, Pinot.
Capital idea. That's wonderful.
Mike's favorite.
Let's go to area code 301. Area code 3. That's Maryland.
Yeah, hello. Mm-hmm.
Area code 301. What can we do for you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I am.
I'm never doing this again.
On my lunch, and I really want Rob's audio alone, so can we move this along?
Caller 9.
You know what? Can we give him a used T-shirt, too?
Sure. What's
can
his name? What's your name, sir?
This is, what's your first name, sir?
I'm Jim.
Jim. I'm definitely giving
Jim.
You something.
You're a winner.
Yeah, you'll probably get a new T-shirt I'm for Jim. That call.
I'm you hold in your hand the last call.
Okay. No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
We're done.
We're waiting.
Done and the magic done. Number is 9.
Nine
is the magic number.
718-506-1625.
I have a slight obsession with Rod Stewart.
That is
Stewart.
The phone number to why? Call right now.
Because I used to listen to Love Notes and Dedications with Glenn Hollis when I was younger, when I would do homework.
Is that where you won the Glenn Eagles Hollis. Tickets?
Is it that really? Is, isn't it?
I am so screwing up the show with that request of 10 phone calls.
It's all good.
Okay.
So I used to listen to him
right.
while I did my homework.
Yeah.
And we actually have had Glenn Hollis on our show.
Yes.
Can't start the audio vault until we get one more.
And
that last call.
He just had such a way of reading his letters and
very
dedicating
good.
Songs.
Made a career of it before they
and
fired him.
The songs.
Boy, I tell you, it's pretty evident that 30,000 downloads a day, they don't all happen at one time, do
no,
they?
A lot of them wait till after work.
That's a lot of them right. work on their
it's
own
not
schedule.
Not helping us now.
Absolutely.
Every like 718-506-1620.
Somebody call the goddamn show so we can start the audio vault. Now it's a quest. I will not move until we do that.
I prefer Rod Stewart the rocker.
Here come like 9
to
of
Rod
them
the balladeer.
Of course.
You guys want to go to 612-434-301 or 301?
612.
434.
612. I like 612 like Buzz said. Okay. Hello, 612. Who's this?
Hi, this is the guy who wants to pie Rob again.
Oh, well, are
not,
you a repeat caller? That doesn't,
doesn't
count.
No,
doesn't
count. We're still looking
count.
For
let's
call
go
10.
I just bought the vault, too.
No, shut up. Let's go. Area code 240. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, did you call before?
No, I didn't.
Okay, very good, Chris.
But I heard the other two Chris's calling.
And where are you from, Chris?
They're flocking.
I'm in Oscar's old neck of the woods, Brookville. Oh.
Yeah, only Maryland's right below Brookville.
I didn't know they had a 240 yep. area code.
Yeah,
that's,
they do.
That's a spillover, right?
All right, well, yep. thank you very much. You don't get anything,
it's
but you 10. Have made it possible to do the audio vault.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
It.
We appreciate
he's
that.
Okay
and now let's,
wow.
let's open it up and start the audio vault, Rob.
I really
God,
I know.
What an exercise.
Thank you for opening the thing. I really wish there had been more urgency when people realized the only thing that was standing between the audio vault and not having the audio vault was calling and still no one called.
Exactly.
It's really...
What are they saying?
Kind of my day.
They're making a statement.
You know what? The question was posed by the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Are you familiar with his work?
Yes,
he
I like
He asked
his work.
Some time ago, who is the real Mitt Romney?
Buzz and I were talking about getting our bumper stickers today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bumper stickers, it shows you're smart.
That's right.
It's a sign of an informed electorate.
That's right.
We were looking at that racist bumper sticker yes. they had out there. It's astonishing to me. What
do you mean? What
do
they have? I don't know what you're talking
about.
They
had the N-word. It was like, don't re
Native
N-word.
American?
Don't re N-word for 2014
wow.
or 2012.
Oh, wow.
And they're taking the stance that bigots always do. Well, it's not really racist.
Yeah, look it up in the dictionary.
It's in the dictionary.
Who would put that on the card?
It ain't really bad if you look it up in the dictionary. And I don't mean that all of them are.
Some of them are my friends.
Just some of them.
Wouldn't you be scared that someone's going to come key your car?
You're not bright enough.
Not if you live in the right neighborhood.
If you put that on your car, you ain't bright enough to realize.
That's yeah, what did it say?
And a lot of those people don't carry keys.
You'd
they just touch two wires together.
Don't re shortened version of
yes.
the N-word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, like you would welch on a bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't re in mm-hmm. 2012.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's very
you're
clear.
Right. Putting that in your
from
car.
The spelling.
I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's fine in Sanford, Florida, though.
Yeah, sure.
Well, no, not really. There's certain neighborhoods in Sanford you don't want to drive
through. Yes.
Okay, so they asked who the real Mitt Romney was. I really appreciate some of the editing people do. I wish I had the time to do stuff like this. This is a version of the Slim Shady song, the Eminem song.
Okay.
Introduced by Barack Obama and then rapping Mitt Romney.
It's really good.
Can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention, please? Will the real Mitt Romney please stand up? I repeat, will the real Mitt Romney please stand up?
Now here's rapping Mitt.
We're going to have a problem here.
Y'all act like you haven't seen a Mormon before. Jaws down on the floor. I'm not concerned about the very poor. Got it wrong. Sorry, that's not what I meant. I want
every American to be in the top 1%.
I'm really named a Willard. That's my first name.
I hate it.
You don't care for it?
I just don't think it will work.
It doesn't flow.
It's not well done. It's hacked together.
I'll tell you another
and it's
one.
Hastily put together. Like,
another
like
one that
crap.
Was hastily put together. I am excited that Mad Men returns this weekend.
Ooh.
And they took all lines from females on Mad Men and turned it into a Supremes record. This you'll blow this up too, but I appreciate the work that went into this.
Okay.
You know the song
You Keep Me Hanging On.
Keep Me Hanging On by the Supremes.
Way to go, Buzz.
These are all women in the show.
Set me free. Why don't you, babe? Get out my life. Why don't you, babe? You don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on.
Please blow it up.
It's because you played two.
Yeah.
You played them back to back. They just, I got an ice cream headache.
Well, anyway, you can see the video. You can
it's really easy for me to sit over and go, play something funny, Rob.
You can watch that monkey.
You can watch that video. That's great video. And you can watch it at our YouTube page.
Great
One
video.
Thing that Letterman did last night, these kill me.
Why don't you play the hockey kid? The hockey player. That's just
Do you remember his name?
As a palate cleanser.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I'll go with this.
That's such joy.
I have something. I wanted to mention Tyler today because we remember this tape. This is a kid who got drugged up because he broke his arm.
Right. He's fine with it.
Well, another tape that. Another tape that broke. This is a girl named Nina. Who got her wisdom teeth out.
Oh, God.
And
all right.
She woke up with her mouth packed with gauze. And I don't know that I would be the parent that would videotape. She's like a teen. She's
Parents
maybe 13
are cruel.
Or 14.
Right.
But this girl just doesn't understand why her mouth is full of gauze.
Gauze. No, don't touch it. You had your wisdom teeth out. Yeah, you did.
Parents are so cruel.
What's in my mouth? Gauze. You ready to go in the house?
Why?
Why what?
What's in my mouth?
Gauze.
Up here.
Where are we?
Oh.
We're home, right?
What's
And so, Mike, if you ever have a question, I would love to answer this question All for right. you.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Oh, and I guess that's the audio.
That's it. I just realized we got like 5 seconds in the show left. We got to take a break. We will come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
You see the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Anyway.
On Broadway.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Buzz and the News. Without further ado, lots going on in the world. Let's find out right now.
Thank you, Mike, and we're brought to you today by Netflix. Instantly watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right on your TV, computer, or mobile device as often as you want. Just $7.99 a month for a free trial. Click the ad on our website.
Just go to area code 508. Hello, area code 508. How are you? Hello, area code 508. Yes, it's you. Come on, pay attention.
It's me. It's Bill from Wistar. You put me on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
we've got your number.
Why don't you pay attention, Mike?
Jesus, my fault. My mistake.
Down to 2 seconds.
Bill, my mistake. All right, stop with the... Thank you very much.
Mike,
stab him in the throat.
Mike, it's not your mistake. Because we hung up on him, and then he called back.
Oh, okay.
Very good. I was saying correct.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Start the news. Jesus, get me the hell out of here.
You're hearing more talk these days about the nanny state, government controlling so many aspects of our lives and how we don't want that. But how do we
really... I thought it had
really,
to do with electing Fran Drescher.
How do we really feel?
The nanny state.
I'd live there. A new survey by Harris Polls asked about health-related issues and found the following answers. 91% of us support a ban on texting while driving. 70% of us support a ban on talking on a cell phone while driving. 78% of us support a law forcing restaurants to put nutritional information on the menu. And yet, 81% of us say individuals should make their own decisions, even if they're bad ones. Sizable majorities of us are against letting companies not hire smokers or the obese, and we all oppose, or a majority of us oppose, taxing sugary soft drinks.
You know, I don't think radio stations should be allowed to hire the obese.
Can I tell you, though?
Oh, dear.
Yesterday, we had a meeting at the State Theater, right. And the major highway that comes into Manassas was jammed in the opposite direction than it normally is.
Right.
And so it took us a long time, and I was on the motorcycle. I just had a beautiful day. I'd ride my motorcycle down here. That whole texting while driving thing.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of it?
It has a different perspective when you're on a motorcycle.
I'll bet.
I mean, Jesus. You know, terrifying. Really, well, it is scary as hell. And the one guy.
You should be keeping both hands on the handlebars.
This guy was nose in it, and he was in front of me. And the problem was, you get started with your little motorcycle, and then you've got all of traffic moving except for Mr. Text-A-Lot.
Oh,
and
tell me about it.
It was very, very scary. So, and I always remind people this time of year, when you're out, it's just the beginning of the warm weather. Mm-hmm. Please be aware of the two-wheelers that are out there, people that are on motorcycles. Yes. You can kill them. It's not a fender bender when you hit a motorcycle. Usually you're putting somebody in the hospital.
What's the rule of thumb? Is it 500 feet?
Something like that. It's just being aware of it. Just you don't want to tailgate a motorcycle.
No, when I rode for that one summer,
right,
people would roll up on me like I was a vehicle.
Incredible.
And I was like, what the F?
Incredible.
Like, don't you see?
They didn't know.
There's no metal around me.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in St. Joseph, Michigan this week, a 45-year-old woman walked off a pier and into a lake while texting. True story.
I love those when you see, like, the lady in the mall that walked into the fountain.
In the pole.
Yes, it falls in.
A new study says an aspirin a day can help prevent several kinds of cancer, cutting your risk by 25%, and that aspirin can greatly help in the treatment of existing cancers. The government's looking at letting you keep using your e-reader, tablet computer, MP3 player during takeoffs and landings. Only devices that send and receive signals, like cell phones, GPS, Bluetooth, and Wi-Fi devices, can interfere with the plane's instruments.
So if you put it in airplane mode, they would maybe let you play Words with Friends.
Exactly, and Alec Baldwin wouldn't get thrown off a plane.
Right.
It's believed that devices that don't send or receive these signals cause no problems with the equipment on the plane.
That really apply to me, because when we take off, I've normally got my face pressed up against the window. Wheels up.
Gremlin on the wing.
This is seriously like my mindset. This is the way I react when I'm actually in an airplane. Wheels up. I put the wheels in the. Did they go? Did they? Yeah. Okay. Click. They're in the thing. That they were getting higher. We're getting higher. We are not as high as we should be. Are we not high? Okay. We're okay. Ding. Light went on. Okay, good.
And awesome. That's even after you've had your nose pressed up against a drinking glass.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes.
In the Republican primary process that seems to drag on forever, Mitt Romney is almost halfway there. And he keeps winning ugly. Romney continues to win in the electorally important states, but just barely, which is why, at this late in the game, he's still just short of half the delegates he needs to be a shoe-in at the convention.
What is Santorum? Does he have two daughters and one son? Is that how many family members?
I don't recall.
There's
know.
One
he
either.
One sweater, no sleeves.
I think it's a daughter that stands in back of him when he's giving his little, and she just looks at him like he's Jesus. You know, it's kind of this.
Scary, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what Mitt?
Oh, Daddy!
Did you hear what Mitt had to say about the Illinois primary?
What did he say?
These are pancakes. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois. Uh-huh. I just got these pancakes from a restaurant called Pancakes Egg Cetera. It's kind of a play on words, and the pancakes apparently are very good.
So good luck.
Kind of a play on words, Mike.
Boy, I want to party with that dude.
A Republican congressman in Florida has joined Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio in questioning the legitimacy of Barack Obama's birth certificate a full year after the White House made it public. He is Cliff Stearns, and he too questions whether the president was born in the U.S. despite the overwhelming evidence.
It keeps on keeping on.
So far, so good on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. 6 months into allowing gays and lesbians to openly serve in the U.S. military, the Pentagon reports little or no problem in implementing the policy and very few complaints.
As and really, you got to go back and look at the people that were so against that, because mm-hmm. there were a lot of people.
Yes.
And most of the generals and most of the brass say they it's really not going to be that big a yeah. deal, you know? There were isolated circumstances, but when they were implementing this, they did a study to show would it have any implications,
right.
And they concluded that it wouldn't.
That is what they found.
Did you hear what Mitt Romney had to say about Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
What did he say?
These pancakes are something else, I'll tell you. These pancakes are as large as my win in Puerto Rico last night. I must admit, the margin was just about as good.
So, good luck.
These pancakes are about as good as my win in Puerto Rico.
How do you follow that?
How you doing?
Kind
Utah,
of a play on words.
That's great.
Utah passed a law yesterday forcing a 72-hour waiting period before abortions, and two more top executives of Susan G. Komen for The Cure have resigned. We're hearing the charity is struggling to raise money after it took a side in the culture war.
Ah, well, these pancakes are fantastic.
There's kind of a play on words, right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's expectations.
I get it.
Hilarious.
Or et cetera. existential. All right, thank you.
Finally, it seemed like a great idea. After being arrested for parole violation, 20-year-old Michelle Salzgerber of Dade City, thank you, Florida.
Boo, Salzburger.
She was facing a drug test before going back to jail, and she wasn't clean in that drug way. So she got some urine from a female friend and put it in a clean alcohol or airline liquor bottle.
Right.
You know, one of those little bottles, and put it up there. The plan was to release her friend's urine for the test to get a clean result. Unfortunately, her friend wasn't drug clean either, and Michelle is now facing charges of smuggling contraband. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's so much fun. You borrow your friend's drug urine, and it's dirty,
get
too.
Get new friends.
Chemo positive from cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Of all things.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Oh, well, sorry for her. Yeah. Anyway, our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the Site Theater. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748.
Encore.
We'll do all the work for you. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Oh, Rob and Mark Roddick, come up with a bonus hour tomorrow. Thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow, fellas. Take care.
Ciao, ciao.
Play on words.
These are pancakes. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois. I just got these pancakes from a restaurant called Pancakes Egg Cetera. It's kind of a play on words, and the pancakes apparently are very good.